American composer Lou Harrison is perhaps best known for his Eastern-inspired works. He's written for Indonesian gamelan orchestras, and his pieces are often colored by non-Western-sounding scales. Lou Harrison studied with the innovative American composers Henry Cowell and Arnold Schoenberg. He was also an editor and interpreter of the music of Charles Ives. At the age of 83, Lou Harrison continues to write music for a variety of venues. Rhymes with Silver was commissioned by the Mark Morris Dance Group in 1997 and featured cellist Yo-Yo Ma. On a new CD release of the work on the New Albion label, the cello parts are performed by Joan Jeanrenaud, a former member of the Kronos Quartet. Lou Harrison says her playing gave him a new understanding of the piece.
In the course of rehearsing with her for this recording and also making the recording, I heard passages beautifully intoned and shaped and so on that I had not heard because I wasn't concentrating on the music while the dance was going on. Remember that I have in my background a dance experience so that I have a kinesthetic sense that distracts me from listening to music. At the same time, it contributes to my being able to write for dancers, too. And this was a curious thing. The piece was written for Mark, as you know, and at his request. But neither of us had a libretto. Neither of us had any scenario in mind. And it seemed to take a wonderful shape in his I knew, of course, I could do things musically that I couldn't do for other dancers, simply that Mark is number one, musically literate number two. He has had experience in Balkan and Middle Eastern dance to the extent that I could use rhythmic patterns that I knew would be something that Mark would deal with beautifully. And, of course, he did.
As one listens to the CD, of course, we're not privileged to seeing the dance that went with it, but we can choreograph our own dance, you know?
yes.
Mark actually once said, when I asked him, because dance is difficult to do on the radio, as you can imagine, because it's very visual, said, oh, just put on the music, whatever you see is what it is.
Well, he's very good. I've often referred to one's own visuals.
One's own private visuals. So what do you see in your mind's eye when you're composing something like Foxtrot?
Oh, I had trouble with that movement because I knew that I wanted in that sequence to write a foxtrot. And I tried, and I tried, and I tried. And, you know, I danced hundreds of them when I was growing up because that was one of the major dances of my childhood. And I couldn't remember. I simply couldn't remember. I had a block. Huh? And then all of a sudden I remembered that John Cage and I had given a concert at Mills College in which we played a foxtrot by William Russell, the composer who wrote a few very fine percussion pieces, and the foxtrot was one of them. I heard that, and boom, I could do a foxtrot.
There are two pieces on the recording that are you describe as kits. The first is the Allegro for piano and percussion, and the other one is actually called a five-tone kit for cello.
Yes.
What's a kit?
Well, a kit I invented a long time ago, the term for a collection of melodies and rhythmic patterns that coincide in their rhythms, which can be arranged in different ways by the dancer or the director or even the musicians, too. My method is that I make first a rhythmic structure, generally irregular, sometimes more regular, but at any rate, it's a fixed structure. And then I write, say, six, seven, or eight versions of that for a percussionist. And then I may take that structure and write six or seven or eight melodic patterns that will fit with it. and you can mix them up, you can change them. Some of these are sparse, some of them are very rapid and filled, some of them are sustained, some of them are staccato, and so on. So it's a kit for making a piece, and it can be extended. Any section may be repeated or omitted or combined with any other.
Some assembly required, then.
That's right.
Is this something that Henry Cowell used to do?
I got the idea from the fact that he used to write elastic music, I think he called it. You could leave out certain measures or you could use certain others. That basic idea of making a usable music that can be changed and altered is back of my kids, too.
Not only have you been associated with Henry Cowell, you've also been associated with Charles Ives. And I read that you said that in terms of making a living from composing, you subscribe to the Charles Ives school. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that when I was growing up and even as a mature person, it was always my need to support myself. So, for example, I've been a news reporter or music reviewer in New York. I wrote for a living, and then I have 18, 20, 25 years of teaching in universities. I have also been a veterinary nurse and can clip a mean poodle and wash in St. Bernard and things like that. And also I've been a florist, professional florist. Oh, I've sat at a box of gardenias getting drunker and drunker while making up corsages, because that odor is really intoxicating. And so on. I've earned my living, as a forest fire fighter. And we had a truck, and we actually fought a fire in Big Basin. It was thrilling. But the ranger kindly gave me his office, which was next to the engine itself, out in a separate building where I could work at night. But I've done a lot. What I mean by this is that I have never aimed at being a professional composer by either seeking or accepting commissions for a living. I remember, and my therapists affirm, that a man of my age is invariably marked by 1929. That is to say, everything's going to fall apart. You're never going to have any work. There's never going to be enough money, and so on. So I have been all my life aiming towards having property and artworks which do appreciate, though I don't think probably that we're going to have to invent wooden nickels over again.
This recording you have dedicated to your longtime partner, William Colvig, who died this past year. Both you and he had built instruments for the gamelan orchestras at Mills College. Tell us a little bit about him. What do you want people to remember about Bill?
Well, I was privileged to live and love and work with him for 33 years. He was a remarkable man. He could take any instrument and inside of 15 minutes play at least a Sousa march. He also was a skilled electrician, which is now proving difficult because he made an entirely electrified house. And as you know, California is currently having current problems. So I'm reverting to my New York kerosene stoves. But he was altogether remarkable, and he led Sierra Club hikes. He got me up Mount Whitney. He was a beautiful man, and unfortunately he was cursed with cancer, and it occurred many times, and finally it got him. I miss him terribly, of course. He died on March 1st of this last year. But his voice goes on. His gamelans go on. He wrote, he made a number of different other instruments outside of the gamelan. All of these are used, and I compose for them. And I teach on them still, and they are being played. And they've been recorded, of course, a lot. So that there is a record of almost everything that he built, one way or the other.
So his memory will live on.
Yes.
Composer Lou Harrison joined us from the studios of KUSP in Santa Cruz, California. Rhymes with Silver, music by Lou Harrison, is on New Albion Records. Mr. Harrison, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Leanne.